Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 8, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Securitize debuts on chain royalty payouts for Lottery.com security token. Coinbase outlines tech plan to help avert future outages. Illegal miners in Russia stole $6.6 million worth of electricity, power grid firm says. Chinese police freezing OTC traders' bank accounts over tainted crypto transactions. Pentagon war game envisioned a Generation Z rebellion funded by Bitcoin. Bitcoin remains on hunt for $10,000 as holding sentiment gains strength. CoinMarketCap metric overhaul keeps owner Binance at the top. Now let's get started. Securitize debuts on chain royalty payouts for Lottery.com security token. Digital security manager Securitize, a blockchain-based transfer agent, has delivered a royalty payout to holders of one of its issuers' security tokens, a company first. Distributing a royalty payment to holders of Lottery.com security tokens Friday, Securitize claims it has become the first registered securities record keeper, a transfer agent that also disperses token holder payments entirely on a blockchain. Transfer agents maintain and update securities ownership records as well as distribute payments, like shareholder dividends or interest, in Lottery.com's case, a portion of raffle revenue, to owners. But transfer agents aren't always paying agents, the ones actually delivering those payments to shareholders, as Securitize essentially says it has become. Carlos Domingo, CEO of Securitize, told CoinDesk his smart contract-based payout system is the future of shareholder payout disbursements. With this we can basically do instant payouts, he said, because the token ownership records update in real time and can integrate right with the means to deliver the payouts. It's a combination of the two advantages of security tokens that make these processes much more efficient than the traditional way of doing it, he said. Domingo pointed to the stock market's costly on the margins disbursement schemes that he claimed allow transfer agents like ComputerShare to profit off the dividends they're meant to deliver. Such inefficiencies are impossible in Securitize's model, he said. In dispersing the Lottery.com payout, Securitize found more than half of the token holders elected to receive their payouts in the stablecoin USDC. This made the whole process much more efficient and streamlined than sending an ACH, a wire or a bank transfer, Domingo said. Securitize is looking to bring its royalty disbursement service to the company's real estate partners next, Domingo said. Securitize is one of a handful of crypto-focused transfer agents registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, along with Harbor, later acquired by BitGo, and TokenSoft. Coinbase outlines tech plan to help avert future outages. After a traffic spike again caused severe disruption of its exchange service and angered users, Coinbase said it's working on technical changes aimed to provide more stability in the future. In a blog post published late on Friday, Coinbase said it is ready to implement a number of improvements, which would allow the exchange's servers to handle a sudden surge in usage as was experienced last Monday. In connection with the rising price, we experienced a 5x traffic spike over 4 minutes. Our autoscaling was unable to keep pace with this dramatic increase in traffic, reads the blog. This traffic spike led to increased latency, Coinbase said, which had a domino effect on other services. With its servers becoming saturated with users trying to access and use the platform, and error reports also spiked by around 50% as visitors experienced timeouts and other server errors. Within 20 or so minutes, the firm had redeployed its API to increase the number of servers dealing with the traffic, as per the post. After a review of the issues, Coinbase went on to list some of the changes that are currently being implemented to prevent similar traffic spike outages from happening again. The server health check system, which caused erroneous automated responses that worsened the June 1 issue, has already been updated to ensure that overloaded processes don't get taken out of service. Coinbase is also adjusting its systems to lower the impact of traffic spikes, though pre-scaling creating more server instances under heavy load. It will also rely more on caching, which has users load a stored version of pages in the browser, rather than reload full pages every time the website is visited. I personally think that autoscaling is great for the e-commerce industry, commented Paolo Arduino, CTO at rival exchange Bitfinex. Spikes in website traffic at exchanges can take place within milliseconds and place significant demands on an exchange's capacity to maintain high availability at all times. Longer term, there are other changes planned too. Coinbase was light on the detail, however, saying it aims to improve its deployment process to mitigate some of the auto-scaling issues we experienced. The exchange has something of a history of upsetting users with outages during important price moves. After online criticism reached conspiracy theory levels after last week's issue, Coinbase's Justin Mart tweeted, "We do not purposely take down the site." CoinDesk reached out to Coinbase for more detail on the planned changes but hadn't received a reply by press time. Illegal miners in Russia stole $6.6 million worth of electricity, power grid firm says. Illegally built power stations, tampered power meters, and underground mining farms helped black miners steal almost $6.6 million, 450 million Russian rubles, from local energy providers over the past 3 years, state-owned power grid company Rosseti said. The company initially reported the figure in its official Telegram channel in Russian and later confirmed the number to CoinDesk. According to Rosseti, it has been looking for mining farms that don't have any contracts with local power generating firms, but still plug into the electric grids and use generated electricity without paying for it. It would usually happen on the premises of an already existing business, such as a factory, where the owners want to earn additional income, a Rosseti spokesperson told CoinDesk. Other mining farm locations included garages, rented offices, a house in the woods, and a former actual farm for producing food, not Bitcoin, where the ASICs were placed. To steal electricity, the owners would pull an electric cord right to the nearest power line and build their own power transforming stations. In one such case, the owner hid the station literally underground, burying it in the soil in a public forest, according to Rosseti. People would also tamper with the power meters to make it look like they consume less energy than a mining farm would need, which, in the case of Bitcoin mining, would be more than a kilowatt per hour for a single mining machine, multiplied by thousands of machines per farm. Since 2017, Rosseti has found 35 cases of illegal power consumption in 20 regions of Russia. Russia consists of 85 regions of various size and population density. Each of these cases has been reported to law enforcement officials, Rosseti said. We closely analyze the consumption patterns looking for anomalies, inspect the power lines and measure the workload of the stations. Sometimes it's easy to notice a mining farm by visual signs, like when a building has powerful air conditioning devices and fans installed, the company said. Over the last year, people have been illegally mining crypto using computers in a nuclear research institute and through the website of a local utility provider. Rosseti, in turn, has been exploring the other side of the technology, looking for ways to use the distributed ledger to gather the power consumption data more effectively. Chinese police freezing OTC traders' bank accounts over tainted crypto transactions. Thousands of cryptocurrency over-the-counter merchants and their clients may have been affected as police in China freeze bank accounts over crypto and fiat assets tainted by illicit activity. Caught up in a police probe since Thursday, some Chinese crypto buyers and sellers and OTC market makers have already had accounts frozen because their transactions may have been contaminated by money laundering activities involving cryptocurrencies. Sun Xiaoxiao, a former staffer at Chinese crypto wallet startup Bixin who now runs an OTC desk, wrote in a Weibo post on Friday his bank accounts had been frozen and it was not an individual case. The action, taken by the police in China's Guangdong province, potentially impacts several thousand people, he said. The affected crypto users aren't necessarily accused of any wrongdoing, and the incident raises the wider question of the quantity of cash and crypto assets that has been contaminated by illicit activity. It's a concern because OTC desks are the only fiat currency on and off ramps for China-based crypto users who do not have overseas bank accounts. It's unclear at this stage which precise case the Chinese police are investigating that's prompting the widespread freezes. But Sun detailed in a longer follow-up post on Friday that the usual causes include telecommunication frauds, Ponzi schemes and casino businesses. It's unusual for individuals to have their bank accounts frozen over tainted cryptocurrency, according to Sun. In the past, account freezes have been seen when someone tries to convert cryptocurrencies into Chinese yuan without knowing for sure that the fiat money received is clean. There's a chance the funds can later be identified by a police investigation as being linked to money laundering activities. Now there are also OTC merchants who had their bank accounts frozen because of questions over the source of the coins they bought. That means, besides dirty money, there are also dirty coins circulating, Sun wrote. There's a growing trend of using blockchain networks to transfer high-risk capital in China, he added. While previously Bitcoin was the first choice for such transactions, the US dollar-linked stablecoin Tether, USDT, has now become the most popular choice. As a result of this trend, police are also catching up on their knowledge of blockchain. More and more criminal cases have started using on-chain analysis to trace blockchain assets, Sun said. Since September 2017, when China's central bank issued a ban on initial coin offerings and cut off Chinese exchanges' direct channels for fiat currency deposits and withdrawals, peer-to-peer transactions through OTC market makers remain the only way for people in China to buy crypto assets with yuan or exchange crypto coins into cash. For those whose accounts have been frozen, Sun said they would need to reach out to the relevant law enforcement agency to provide evidence they are an innocent victim. The time it would take to unfreeze the accounts would also depend on the severity of the case, he said. Pentagon war game envisioned a Generation Z rebellion funded by Bitcoin. The world has been hit by cyberattacks from a shadowy organization, Zebellion, that funds itself through stealing fiat currencies from the establishment and converting it into Bitcoin. Don't panic, though. That scenario is the premise for a war game from the U.S. military, designed in 2018 to prepare troops for future conflicts fought on computers rather than on the field. Reported by The Intercept, following a Freedom of Information request to the Pentagon, the headquarters of the Department of Defense, the 200-page document shows what the higher echelons of the U.S. military seem to be primarily concerned about with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. The war game is set in 2025, when an organization based on the dark web, known as Zebellion, exploits dissatisfaction in Generation Z Gen Z who, with poorer life chances than their predecessors, are increasingly disillusioned with American and Western society. The group encourages Gen Z members to participate in a global cyberattack that steals money from organizations deemed to support the establishment. The Pentagon document says stolen funds are funneled into Bitcoin. Zebellion uses software programs to route any proceeds from the hacks into laundering programs that ultimately convert national currencies into Bitcoin and make small, below-the-threshold donations to worthy recipients and, if Zebellion members claim financial need, to the member who conducted the attack. How exactly the Pentagon imagines Zebellion would convert fiat into Bitcoin, whether through an exchange or using a peer-to-peer marketplace, ISNT elaborated in the document. It's also possible war game designers use the term Bitcoin as shorthand for cryptocurrencies in general. Of course, an international cyber conspiracy worth its salt wouldn't pick Bitcoin, or any other digital asset on a public blockchain, to funnel illegal funds. Being public means third parties, including the U.S. military, can easily monitor transaction flows. Being immutable means there's little a hacking group, such as Zabellion, could do to retroactively obfuscate historical transactions. Furthermore, cyber surveillance companies, such as Chainalysis, have created increasingly sophisticated tools for identifying and tracking blockchain users. Unsurprisingly, some of Chainalysis' biggest clients come from the U.S. government, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to name a few. Back in August, the DEA prosecuted five dealers who used Bitcoin, believing it to be anonymous. This investigation clearly demonstrates cryptocurrencies aren't safe, they aren't anonymous, and they can't evade justice, said DEA Special Agent Doug Coleman at the time. The Pentagon's Zabellion war game was designed in 2018, back when initial coin offerings ICOs, were flourishing, and when there wasn't much serious suggestion that mainstream society, let alone governments, would actually implement the tech. But a lot has happened since. Facebook has designed its own digital asset, China seems to be motoring ahead with the implementation of a digital yuan, even the Federal Reserve, highly skeptical about cryptocurrencies in 2018, is researching a DLT-based dollar. The Pentagon even released a report last July, outlining a new cybersecurity shield that leverages blockchain to increase resilience to cyberattacks. Bitcoin remains on hunt for $10,000 as holding sentiment gains strength. Investors remain confident in Bitcoin's long-term prospects despite the cryptocurrency's struggle to pass $10,000, according to a key on-chain metric. The 7-day moving average of the total amount of Bitcoin held in exchange addresses declined to 2,313,749 on Sunday, the lowest level since December 2018, according to data from blockchain intelligence firm Glassnode. Exchange balances have declined by nearly 13% over the last 4 months, a change indicative of a shift to a long-term holding strategy. This could be related to more investors HODLing, holding, moving their funds to cold storage and/or keys they control themselves, cryptocurrency exchange Luno noted in a weekly email update. Investors tend to move cryptocurrency from their wallets to exchanges to be able to more quickly liquidate holdings during a price crash or when they expect a price rally to be short-lived. However, Bitcoin's price rise from the March low of $3,867 has been accompanied by a decline in exchange balances. Further, the metric has been dropping over the last 4 weeks despite the cryptocurrency's repeated failure to establish a strong foothold above $10,000 and lackluster, range-bound trading. As such, it seems likely investors expect the ongoing price consolidation to pave the way for a stronger bull run and are holding on to their investments in the hope of bigger gains to come. The prospects of a continued upward move look strong, as the diverging trends in Bitcoin's price and exchange balances seen this year are the opposite of what we saw in the second quarter of 2019. At that time, exchange balances rose along with prices, suggesting a lack of confidence in a longer rally. As the cryptocurrency rallied from $7,900 to $13,800 in the 5 weeks to June 26, 2019, the 7-day moving average of exchange balances increased by nearly 6%. But Bitcoin's uptrend ran out of steam in the following 2 weeks, and prices had dropped to $8,000 by the end of September. The slide continued in the fourth quarter with prices hitting lows below $6,500. This time round, it seems, investors are more confident. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $9,750, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The cryptocurrency has defended sub $9,400 levels multiple times in the last 4 days. The repeated dip demand, coupled with bullish developments on the longer duration technical charts, suggest the path of least resistance is to the higher side. Long-term momentum analysis is definitely upside-oriented in my opinion. The monthly stochastic oscillator has just crossed over in a bullish banner after almost a year of bearish impact, said Adrian Zadunsik, a chartered market technician and CEO of trading community the BIRB Nest. CoinMarketCap metric overhaul keeps owner Binance at the top. The most popular cryptocurrency price aggregator site has rolled out a new way of ranking exchanges that keeps owner Binance at the top of the exchange table. CoinMarketCap came under fire last month after its new web traffic-based ranking system gave Binance, which acquired the aggregator for a rumored $400 million in April, a perfect score. 6 weeks in and Binance's acquisition of CoinMarketCap is already being abused to manipulate the rankings, tweeted an irate Madi Greenspan at the time. Well, the price site has some good news. We have just implemented a new algorithm to replace the previous default ranking of exchanges by web traffic factor, reads an upbeat blog post from Thursday. CoinMarketCap's new ranking system basically amalgamates all the metrics used to rate an exchange's individual markets, its Bitcoin or Ether market, say, into one easy-to-read score. There are two components: the market pair is an exchange's reported trading volume, liquidity and web traffic factor, combined to create a single score. This is evaluated by a confidence indicator where CoinMarketCap's own algorithm passes judgment on if the score is accurate, or if it looks like it's been fudged. Carolyn Chan, CoinMarketCap's acting CEO, said in a statement the new rankings will provide our users with an accurate reflection of the trading venues, as they are scored on a triage of factors that provide a complete picture. The machine learning algorithm, she added, would dynamically adjust to improve accuracy as it receives more data over time. New metrics, including new quantitative factors, were currently undergoing tests and could be incorporated into the new ranking system at a later date. Like other price aggregators, CoinMarketCap has been trying to find a solution for dodgy data. As it says on its methodology page, inflating volumes to give the impression of legitimacy and a false sense of liquidity in markets has, in the past, contributed to eroding confidence in the cryptocurrency industry and has, at times, misled both investors and traders. Although CoinMarketCap previously used an adjusted volume metric, which excluded skewed or suspicious data, it was replaced last month with a web traffic factor, the first phase of a new ranking system to improve identifying inflated volumes. But, as CoinDesk reported last month, eyebrows were raised when Binance, which had been ranked 15 under the old system, moved to the top with a web traffic score of 1,000, the best possible. CoinMarketCap has denied it favored its owner. Arguing the company was at the beginning of a major overhaul in its ranking system, the company said a balanced and accurate picture would emerge as more metrics came online. Chan told CoinDesk at the time the web traffic factor is one of many factors that will be in the final iteration of the new ranking. This position was reiterated on Thursday when CoinMarketCap said the web traffic factor was only an intermediate step in the development of this comprehensive solution. So, now that it's live, how does CoinMarketCap's fully iterated rankings treat Binance? Well, don't expect too many changes. The exchange page, which uses the new algorithm, keeps Binance at the top of the table. In terms of rankings for the largest markets, Bitcoin, Ether, Tether, and Litecoin, which comprise around 80% of total activity, Binance consistently takes the top spot. Along with the high liquidity and volumes as well as a perfect web traffic score, CoinMarketCap has awarded, along with similar pairs for Coinbase and Kraken, a 100% confidence score. It has complete trust in Binance's data. Speaking to CoinDesk, Chan reiterated that CoinMarketCap only provided neutral data and rankings and did not update algorithms to suit anyone's agenda. CoinMarketCap continues to be run as an independent entity from Binance, she wrote in an email. Any changes to the methodology came solely from our team's volition and understanding of what is best for the crypto industry. We will continue to be transparent when we update our methodology, without any preferential treatment for any exchange or project, even ones connected to our parent company, she added. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.